Hello and welcome to the Mount Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you on this Tuesday, December 20th, as we read from our Advent devotional guide called Dwell, God with Us. Today I'll be reading Luke chapter 1, starting in verse 57 and going through the end of the chapter. And after I read the passage, I'll share some of my devotional thoughts on the passage. The title for my devotional today is A Song to Quiet the Soul. Luke chapter 1, starting in verse 57 in the New Living Translation. The title in my Bible says, The Birth of John the Baptist. When it was time for Elizabeth's baby to be born, she gave birth to a son. And when her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had been very merciful to her, everyone rejoiced with her. When the baby was 8 days old, they all came for the circumcision ceremony. They wanted to name him Zechariah after his father. But Elizabeth said, No, his name is John. What? They exclaimed, There is no one in all your family with that name. So they used gestures to ask the baby's father what he wanted to name him. He motioned for a writing tablet, and to everyone's surprise, he wrote, His name is John. Instantly, Zechariah could speak again, and he began praising God. All fell upon the whole neighborhood, and the news of what had happened spread throughout the Judean hills. Everyone who heard about it reflected on these events and asked, What will this child turn out to be? For the hand of the Lord was surely upon him in a special way. Then his father, Zechariah, was filled with the Holy Spirit and gave this prophecy. Praise the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has visited and redeemed his people. He has sent us a mighty Savior from the royal line of his servant David, just as he promised through his holy prophets long ago. Now we will be saved from our enemies and from all who hate us. He has been merciful to our ancestors by remembering his sacred covenant, the covenant he swore with an oath to our ancestor Abraham. We have been rescued from our enemies so we can serve God without fear, in holiness and righteousness for as long as we live. And you, my little son, will be called the prophet of the Most High, because you will prepare the way for the Lord. You will tell his people how to find salvation through forgiveness of their sins. Because of God's tender mercy, the morning light from heaven is about to break upon us, to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, and to guide us to the path of peace. John grew up and became strong in spirit, and he lived in the wilderness until he began his public ministry to Israel. On the podcast, I love interviewing church members. I enjoy hearing stories of how people have come to faith and how God is at work in their daily lives. One of the most heartwarming stories came from Amy Harwell, a new member in 2022, about her son Graham. Amy, being a voice teacher and choir member, sang Christian lullabies over and over to her son in the womb. And when he was born, it quickly became evident that he knew the songs well. Anytime he was inconsolable, she would begin to sing, and he would immediately quiet down. The song she sang and still sings during their bedtime routine speak of the Lord's love for children, his care for their needs, and the armor of God which covers them from head to toe. As I read of Elizabeth and Zechariah's welcoming their new child, I imagine them singing over him as well. As you may remember, Zechariah doubted God's message about John being born. Because he didn't trust God, the Lord made him mute until John was named. And when Zechariah obeyed by naming him John, his tongue was loosed, and he began to sing. His song was a mixture of praise and blessing. He gave thanks to the Lord for salvation and deliverance, and he reminded John of his high calling to prepare the way for the Savior. Perhaps when John got fussy as an infant, his dad rocked him and sang the promises again and again to comfort his heart. Maybe as John grew, Zechariah whispered the tune in his ear to give him confidence in who God had called him to be. And when John left home to minister in the wilderness, I imagine Zechariah singing his song once again, reminding John to praise the Lord because he is the one who delivers us from darkness and leads us in paths of peace. As we sing songs this week about the birth of our Savior, may our hearts be quieted and our souls be filled with joy. May our praises teach the next generation to rely on the tender mercy of our God. Will you pray with me? Oh, Father, please fill our hearts with songs of joy that remind us of your character. Help us to sense your tender mercy. Quiet our souls and console our hearts. Give us joy and peace that only comes through knowing you. In Jesus' name we pray together. Amen.